بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله العظم روحي وارواح العالمين له الفداء ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. The subject which I would like to talk is about Islamic unity from Imam Khomeini's perspectives. One of the important points that Imam Khomeini was used to stress was the Islamic unity amongst Muslims. And he indeed put into practice this message throughout his life. As Ayatollah Khamenei, the supreme leader of Islamic Revolution of Iran, he has followed the same path. The Islamic unity is important in nowadays. Because as you well aware that Islam is now under pressure from two sides. On the one side, we have superpowers with their Western interests. On the other side, we have extremist views held by some seemingly Muslim groups. The former groups attacks and insults Muslims, they try to insult the Holy Prophet, tear down and burn copies of the Holy Quran, and attack Muslims directly and indirectly. And the second groups, which is more dangerous, is engaged in superficial, you know, interpretation of the Holy Quran and Hadith. They try to interpret the Holy Quran and traditions according to their personal ideas. We see that some groups of so-called Muslims, that they try to give meaning to the verses of the Holy Quran. They are trying to get a special meaning which is compatible with their wish. So, I'm talking about the unity, Islamic unity, according to Imam Khomeini and other jurisprudence. One of the main obstacles in achieving the unity, Islamic unity, amongst Muslims is the existence of these ignorant groups. When we study in the history, we see such groups, you know, were called Murji'ah or Karamati or Khawarij and so on. They were trying to interpret the verses of the Holy Quran as they wish. So, the Imam Khomeini called all Muslims to the unity. He called all ulama to discover the final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and interpret the divine text by using aql as a one of main factors to discover the edict, Islamic edict, as Imam Khomeini in Fiqh and Jurisprudence, he discovered some of new matters for the society, for the use of society. Now we see that some groups in the communities of Muslim communities, both Shia and Sunni, unfortunately, they are trying to reach the surface meaning of the divine text. That's why we see some of groups, you know, who were created by our enemies to justify their factions, they justify the Islamic jurisprudence, and we see that some of Muslim countries, they try to kill innocent people, children. Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, invited all people, called all Muslims to be united, to follow the Prophet of Islam, to follow the real meaning of Sunnah, to discover the real meaning and final message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Holy Prophet was living amongst us today, what would have been his position in relation to their extremist groups? Would he not fight against these ignorant groups? Would he not call all ummah to the unity? It is obvious that Prophet of Islam, if he was living among us, he would have been his position in relation to these extremist groups to call them to the unity or to fight them, the same of Imam Ali alayhi wasalam, as he fought against such groups to show the real path, the right path of Islam to such groups. Imam Khomeini, in his lifetime, he always would call all Muslims to be united against arrogant power, against superpower. Muslim all should be united. There are three kinds of unity according to Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. Theological unity, strategic unity, and also tactical unity. As we see, you know, in his historic sermons or his official, you know, letters, we find out that Imam Khomeini used to stress on ideological unity. He didn't consider unity as a tactical matter. Let me mention some of his words about the unity. The unity can be advanced in two different ways: admonition to states and admonition to the nations. Concerning the Muslim states, Imam Khomeini says, the Muslim states must act as a single state, as if they are a single society. They have one banner, one book, one prophet. They should always be united. They should have founders of one another in all accepts. If this is ideal, it realized such that among the Muslim states, unity is achieved in every respect. It is hoped that they could overcome all their problems. Of course, this point does not mean negation of existing international borders along these Muslim countries. In his religious political testament, the Imam has discussed his realistic idealism in the form of toward an Islamic state with free and independent republics. And he also says elsewhere, the borders are separate, which the hearts are together if the Muslims were united, while preserving their borders, their hearts should be united. Another form of invitation is the invitation to the whole Muslim Ummah and thinkers to regain the lost honor of the Muslims. In this regard, the Imam Khomeini says, we are saying that you should all be together, all Muslims must be together, not that we have relation with that, one while we do not have relation with you. We have relations with everybody and we treat you all equally. All Muslims, our view, provided that implement the laws of Islam. Implement the laws of Islam are held dearly. The Muslims nation is dear to us, regardless of whether it is Turkish, Arab, non-Arab from America and wherever it likes. One of the towering reformist figures of the unity of the Islamic Ummah, when we study the history of Islam before Imam Khomeini, we see some of prominent personalities who were reformist, and he called all people to be united, and they were open-minded, like Sayyid Jamaluddin Asadabadi and Muhammad Abdu and so on. Sayyid Jamaluddin Asadabadi, along with his student, Sheikh Muhammad Abdu, he used to regard the Islamic unity as one of his most important ideal objectives. And along this way, he exerted great effort. In this connection, he didn't choose a homeland for himself. And throughout his life of struggle, he traveled to and stayed in numerous countries. Another person who took action along the path of Islamic unity was the head of Al-Azhar University in Egypt, Sheikh Mahmoud Shaltut, who issued a religious edict on the permissibility of following the Shia jurisprudence and officially recognized the Shia school along with the four Sunni schools of thought. The establishment of the Center for the Proximity of the Islamic Schools of Thought, Darut Taqrib, Bain al-Mazahib al-Islamiyya in Cairo, by Ayatollah Muhammad Taqi Qomi, was influential in the formation of his moderate tendency in the person of Sheikh Mahmoud Shaltut, and the untainted efforts of Ayatollah Burujerdi in Sheikh Shaltut's issuance of the edict and the official recognition of the Shia school along with the four Sunni schools of thought, which brought the Islamic unity to a new phase, had a crucial role. Notwithstanding this effort of the Shia and Sunni ulama in their search for unity, the Muslim states and nations have remained burning in the flame of schism or schism. And by kindling the fire of discord, the Western and Eastern imperialists were engaging in plundering the resources of the Muslims' countries. So, the commencement of the Islamic movement of Imam Khomeini in 1963 and the occurrence of the Islamic Revolution of Iran in 1979 were a turning point in the Islamic unity thought, Shia Sunni unity on one hand and unity of the Muslim countries on the other hand, and Imam Khomeini himself was the harbinger of his call for unity. In spite of having intergical political dimensions, Imam Khomeini's thought on unity was a special idea. It must be asked, what were the motives of Imam Khomeini in thinking for unity and what aims he was trying to pursue? In reply to this question, it seems as so the idea of unity from the viewpoint of Imam Khomeini was the main instrument and means to negate the dominance of non-Muslims over the Islamic Ummah, and unity is the secret behind the victory, or the keyword of the victory and survival of the Islamic Ummah. Imam Khomeini is used to regard unity as indispensable for the attainment of peace and tranquility, and said, the Islamic Republic wants to live in peace and tranquility with all the republics and others. And elsewhere he said, I hope for the establishment of global peace on the basis of the independence of nations and absence of interference in the affairs of one another, and the observance of the principles of preservation of the territorial integrity of countries. In the view of the Imam, the requisite of global peace and tranquility is to live peacefully with all countries of the world. The government and nation of the Islamic Republic are seeking for religious brotherhood with the global and regional Muslims, and in quest of peaceful coexistence all countries of the world. So it is desires of the expansion of relations on the basis of mutual respect. It will be relations with all foreigners on the basis of the principle of mutual respect. In this relationship, we will neither submit to oppression nor oppress anyone. We want to be friendly with nations of the world, to be friendly with all states of the world on the basis of equality. We want to have good and mutual relationship and respect with one another. And Imam Khomeini, about the scope and extent of unity, he regarded as a wide the scope of unity and urges all human beings and the downtrodden of the world, the learned Muslim and all Islamic sects and schools of thought, and even the spiritual figures of different religions and Muslim intellectuals to strive for the forging of unity of nations on the basis of common humanities and Islamic principles. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten reappearance our Imam of the time and include us among his sincere companions, inshallah ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put an end all difficulties, all Muslims across the world, especially people of Bahrain, Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, and Yemen, inshallah ta'ala. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.